You're listening to SBS News. A Senate Select Committee on COVID-19 has heard from frustrated Australians who are stranded overseas during the pandemic. David and Kate Jeffries and their young son Mitchell have made numerous failed attempts to get back to Perth from Canada since March. Some of their flights have been cancelled with less than 24 hours' notice. David Jeffries estimates that it will cost his family $50,000 to get home and pay for the cost of quarantine. He told the committee the federal government could be doing much more, including by using Air Force planes. A Royal Australian Air Force Falcon is being deployed in Europe at taxpayer expense to help former Finance Minister Matthias Cormann lobby to become the Secretary-General of the OECD. Mr. Jeffries told the Senate committee he's appalled by that decision.
Flying one person is just an utter waste of taxpayers' money and using COVID as an excuse when they're allowing us to be stranded over here is utterly appalling. But I would have to say, though, of all of the decisions, the decision to allow the Indian cricket team and their families into Australia when we cannot get back into Australia, we found that utterly disgraceful.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the RAAF planes should be used to repatriate Australians and permanent residents.
It's now many months since I called upon the government to use all assets at its disposal, including the RAF VIP fleet that is available. We know that it can be used for other purposes, but apparently can't be used to bring Australian citizens home. This is simply not good enough.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says good progress has been made to get people home, and Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says consular crisis teams have been working 24 hours a day, helping to support stranded Australians.
To determine the best support we can provide them, to determine how we can assist with access to flights, which in the context of the current international aviation environment is, of course, challenging in and of itself. And then, of course, to determine if they need support in place. And we are announced and are administering a hardship program through the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, which has so far distributed about $9 million to over 1,700 applicants that can assist with covering the cost of accommodation, of subsistence and of flights.
In South Australia, the Parafield cluster has increased to 31 cases and about 4,800 people are in quarantine. Chief Public Health Officer Professor Nicola Spurrier says a student from Woodville High School who tested positive on Wednesday became infected at the Woodville Pizza Bar where a person known to be infected was working.
It looks as though she has had an exposure at the Woodville Pizza Bar, having picked up a pizza on the 14th of November, when indeed that was an infectious period and we knew that there were people there who were infected. So it is very, very important for anybody now in that Woodville area, particularly if you frequent that pizza bar, to really go back to our website and look at the dates where we know that there were people infectious and absolutely think, do I need to get tested?
Victoria is on the verge of eradicating COVID-19 after recording 27 consecutive days with no new locally acquired cases. Health authorities consider 28 days of no new cases as elimination of the virus in the community, as that represents two 14-day incubation periods. Infectious diseases expert Professor Sharon Lewin from the Doherty Institute in Melbourne says meeting the eradication criteria will be an amazing achievement.
Queensland, Western Australia, Northern Territory, they also have eradicated coronavirus, but they never had sustained community transmission in the way that we had in Melbourne with cases of up to 700 a day. So it's an incredible achievement. It's actually very unusual globally and an amazing achievement.
And the Australian Capital Territory will allow more people to gather in venues from December 2nd as long as they use a government app. The one person per 4 square metres will be halved to allow venues to have one person per 2 square metres. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.